This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You are a member of your household and only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hi, we're going to get this out of the way right up front.
All right.
Won't waste your time with this.
Go ahead.
I would appreciate it if I had just about a minute and a half.
All right.
That's all I need. My God, my phone's been ringing.
I'll bet.
What, hey, I said I'd like to be uninterrupted, please,
oh,
boss.
Sorry.
Thank you for honoring that, Mike. Mike gave me the thumbs up like that. It's a sad day for football fans of number four. But I'm really heartbroken, and I have to tell you why. I've looked up to this guy. In a way, I look at other people in this room, and I see the best parts of that guy. I'm sad because Frank Caliendo is out of business now. No Brett Favre equals no John Madden equals goodbye, Frank Caliendo. And that's why I'm sad today. That's a great bit. That's going to be gone now. There you go.
Thank you.
Well said. Well said. Enough said also. I mean, I couldn't have said it better myself.
And beyond that, for all the people that are calling and emailing me, as I said to my neighbor Dave, who was the third guy to call me this morning as if the president had been shot, I said, Dave, what do you expect me to do? Take all my Packers stuff, go in the backyard, and set it on fire? I was a fan of the team before he started playing.
Yeah, way back in the day.
It's okay. I'm in love with lots of NFL guys. I've still got Peyton.
You do.
And Tom's not my cup of tea. But gosh, he throws a tight spiral.
And of course, there's always Eli.
Sappy, stupid Eli.
Sappy, stupid. He got the brass ring, Eli.
Eli's coming.
Jeff Garcia's still out there.
Oh, dear. You might be reaching there.
And Mark Brunell is just waiting for someone to embrace him.
Be my Valentine.
So, yeah. So bye, Brett. I hope he has a nice retirement. And
well, a hell of a season. A hell of a career, yeah. a hell of a final season. Mm-hmm. Safe home, Brett.
I can't believe the receptionist lied to you.
That's right. To me, Don Starr.
Yes. Don Starr was not given the straight skinny.
Of all the people.
All right, so now to get everybody in the right frame of mind to start the show, let's listen to an elongated portion of Joe Radio, which we started to hear yesterday. And I've been told that we really didn't do it. Hi, Rob.
What makes a Nazi? How does he get that way?
Boy, his ears perked up, didn't they?
We didn't do it justice. We didn't roll it long enough.
Mm-hmm. Are you sure about that?
That's what I've been told, and I'm going to go on that.
Okay.
I'm going to give you a semi-guarantee on that.
I think I may already be developing a low-grade headache.
It's somewhere when he's doing this day in history, and it's Joe from this past weekend right here on good old WJFK. And if you're thinking about listening to us on the Internet today, I would suggest you go to WHTK in Rochester, KHTK in Sacramento. Robbie was just looking at our email basket at donandmikewebsite.com.
Yeah.
A lot of people complaining about listening to the stream on WJFK again
yesterday. Stream not working again yesterday?
Mm. Yeah, where it was just dead air, then 20 minutes of commercials, and then they started running old shows.
Well, what's going on over there?
Again, don't know. All I could say is
go
to one of the other stations there, boy.
What's the problem with the stream? How come the stream ain't working there on our station there?
It's weird.
The stream makes it so you hear on the net, right?
She's dead. Do-da-do-dee-da.
I got the Commodore. Got the Commodore 64 there, boy.
How do I dance, Janet? Show me how to dance. Show me how to put my shoulders together.
Used to play Pong.
I don't get it. I don't know how to do it. There we go there.
Stupid Pong. Never understood Pong.
Hello there.
Show me a trick.
Show me a trick, Janet.
And now let's learn about radio from Joe.
Everybody do the Michigan Ride. Everybody likes the Michigan Ride. Every name and chain and route, from Weehawken to Duluth. Slide, ride, glide the Michigan. Stop, drop, hop the Michigan. Jump, clump, pump the Michigan Ride. That loving ride.
Woo! Welcome back. Welcome back to Joe Radio, 106.7 WJFK, every Saturday night from 9 to 11.
Mm-hmm.
Quite a show we've had.
Sure is.
Don't you think? I'm your host, the legendary Joe Ardinger, my fellow Joe Americans. Joe Radio!
This is about as good as it gets right here.
106.7. Hey, you know, I want to do a segment one day called Dear Joe. So it's your chance to write me an email, joeradio1067@aol.com, or just hit me up on my MySpace page, which is Joe Radio 106.7 as well.
Hit me up.
And it's your chance to be funny, you know, write me a short email about a question that you want love advice, you want to know how to fix your car, just any wacky thing you can think of, and shoot me an email, and I want to do a segment of these letters just for kicks, all right? So let's get back into it. How do you like my new song? You know, email me and tell me what you think of my new song. It's not quite finished yet, but it's the best I could do on short notice. I like the way it swings along, though. This is called the Joe Theme Swing, as opposed to the Joe Death Metal. So, anyway, let's get into it's this day in history.
Jeez. Oh, my.
That's right. And I was just wondering. Uh-oh. Oh, I've messed up the board now. I hope you can still hear me. I pushed a button, and oh, Lord, the board blinked. I think we're okay. This day in history.
He's good with levels, isn't he?
I had a little trouble verifying this as to when this exactly happened, but it says that this day in history, March 1st, 0001, that's year one,
right, Joe.
The start of the Julian calendar in Rome, or the revised Julian calendar in Rome, was created or implemented or put into action. So that's why it's now 2008. I don't know what that means. This day in history, 1781, the Continental Congress adopts the Articles of Confederation. So there you go.
Like the worst college radio show you've ever heard, right?
Hey, those aren't the Articles of Confederation. But actually, yeah, I read those because you know how I like to look at the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence and get an idea for how they're just, and the Bill of Rights, don't forget that. These things are just being trampled over today by our fearless leader, our fearless decider. So, but I read several of them over. It seems like we're pretty much adhering to most of the Articles of Confederation. I don't know that the states are as sovereign as they once were.
Got a minute left.
I think we're solid there. Also, in this day in history,
ow.
Most of Nebraska becomes the 37th state. I bet you didn't know that. Yeah, that's right. It was expanded. Later, it was expanded, but apparently,
so bad.
Most of Nebraska became the 37th state, March 1st, 1867. And it was
such
later
a window licker
after it was found that it wasn't boring enough. And I was just wondering, you know, the last three letters of Nebraska are ska. Are there any ska bands in Nebraska, man? Anyway.
So challenged.
Oh, Lord. This day in history, 1913, federal income tax takes effect.
The
16th Amendment. We will certainly, as tax time winds up in April, we'll talk a little taxes.
How come some small market station hasn't grabbed him up?
But I don't know how that hasn't happened.
Nonetheless, talk about him. So there you go. This day in history, 1932, Charles Lindbergh's baby was kidnapped in New Jersey. Found dead May 12th, which is, March, April, May. Yeah, so there you go. Not exactly a happy day in history.
You do the math.
Sorry about that.
Oh, that's it.
Was that?
That's the end of the segment.
Right.
Wow. Not exactly
that's
a
it?
Happy day in history. Sorry about
that's,
that.
That's how it ends?
With a dead baby.
Is that right, Larry?
Damn right.
Okay.
Fantastic. The Don and Mike Show. Nice job.
That was funny.
You think so? Oh. Hey, for you kids, who doesn't like the Fallout Boy, right?
Yeah, baby.
This is Fallout Boy.
Sure.
And they're doing...
Damn right.
Whenever I hear this, I like to fall out.
They're doing Beat It. Bow, bow. How about you, Kathleen Turner?
It's also been 2 years since I've had sex.
No!
And I'm getting to miss that. Yeah.
Shut up.
Right.
There is one short memo for Mr. Paul Harvey.
The oldies are back. DC, sir.
Damn right.
I don't know why he says that. You like men, right?
Damn right.
Damn right.
You like looking at men, right?
Damn right.
You like being with men?
Damn right.
What else do you like?
Why do you favor rape?
Oh, my God. You don't favor that, do you, Larry?
Damn right.
Wow.
That was funny.
Thank you, Larry.
What do you think, Jackson?
What did you think?
That is so true, Dick.
That tape is for Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Nice loud tape. How about a phone number?
Let's pick a phone and let's call that hotline today.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
That's pretty good for a MySpace band, right?
Like it.
The Fallout Boy. How about you, Jack?
I'm Jack Nicholson, and I approve this message.
I saw that.
Couldn't he have combed his hair before he did that thing for Hillary?
He's still sexy.
You're an idiot.
Right.
I think he misremembers.
How are you doing, Paula?
I'm not happy.
Is everybody happy?
You're not happy.
Is everybody happy?
We just answered that.
No, Kelly Clarkson!
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike!
Thank you, Big Ed. And hi, everybody.
Well, hi, everybody.
Hi there, welcome back.
Welcome back to the film.
Welcome.
Smells like a bunch of farts got in a fight.
Right.
Wow.
Vagina! Don and Mike Show, and it's Tuesday. Our phone number same as it was yesterday. 877-365-3636. Here's the first call of a brand new show. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Oh, thank God it's over. That was awful.
But Joe? Oh, of course it was. That's why we played it.
I know. I was ready to drive my truck right into the river.
You got to know, if we didn't work with Joe and we got that tape, we would treat that like the gold that we used to treat the Tom Gavin tapes with.
You know, or the Maze, for that matter.
Sure. Yeah. Joe is awful.
Or bad Billy Warner.
Man, no emphasis, monotone. Oh, my God.
That's Joe. Glad you liked it.
But he's ours.
Thank you.
He's ours, and we'll keep him. Embrace
him. Hey, Mike.
Yes, Mike. Yes, sir, I'm here.
Are you going to be doing, when you take over the show, you still going to be doing with the guy on 24, Vice President Noah Daniels?
Of course.
Oh, yes.
Isn't that part of the New Deal? No impressions.
No impressions.
No impressions.
That's
right.
What they said to me. They can't even say, no impressions. No and impressions. I said, you're all full of crap. There'll be all the impressions I want. You know what movie I watched the other night, Tombstone?
Yeah.
When he comes out of the opium den, when he's playing Curly Joe or whatever the guy's name is, and he's shooting the guns, and it's like, and he's looking at his hands, and he's going, wow, I'm king of the world. It's the same character.
I've not seen that movie as much as you have.
I watch Tombstone all the time, and he plays one of the Red Sash Gang, one of the cowboys, and he comes out, and he's like, hi, we're one of the Red Sash Gang.
Hello there. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Look at my fingers.
Draw.
Draw.
No, I mean, seriously, let's draw each other.
Let's draw the Red Sash Gang.
Let's sketch. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah, I need to tell Mike, he made a pact with us about the amount of Joe, and it seems like every day there's more and more Joe on the radio. Is he just getting this out of his system before you leave, Don?
That would be my decision, sir.
Yeah, that's Don's. I'm just sitting here. Don's the one that put that on.
I like Joe.
And I firmly support the decision.
Those lucky people that can't get the stream today.
Right. Bye.
Bye, happy man. Be happier.
Bye-bye.
Happy March.
Keep getting the joke.
Jesus.
Red Sash Gang.
Red Sash Gang coming your way. I can see my fingers. Yeah. Look at my fingers. I just took opium, and now I'm going to shoot at the camera. Boom, boom, boom.
Janet says.
I'm President Noah Daniels.
Phone's for you. Okay. Hello. This was a real call I got. Hold on. Yes, good morning. It's Michael Hughes. Swear to God, 9:40 this morning.
Really?
What's happening? Didn't know if you knew. Brett Favre is retired. I said, yeah, I heard. Okay, thanks.
There you go. Bye-bye.
Hung up. Bye-bye. Okay. Meanwhile, you know, five radio stations he's running are seriously going off the edges of the earth. But he's on top of the Brett Favre situation.
He wanted to let you know.
Yes.
And if possible, be the first to let you know.
Thinking of you.
You know the call that I got? Seriously? I got a call from Carla. And this was the phone call. I said, hey, babe. She said, hey, listen, did Don call you? I said, no. What's going on? I said, oh, okay. Brett Favre retired.
Yeah, right.
And that's how I knew not to call you.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you're a smart man.
I know I am.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, my brother.
Hey, what's happening?
What's happening, sirs? Don, love you. Going to miss you. Mike, love you. Going to listen.
Thank you.
Good, thanks.
I have a quick question. One, when the changeover happens, will the rules be the same, such as first-time caller, blah, blah, blah? And will we get a Hamburger James before it's all over, since it was an abbreviated version this year?
Well, if I have a choice in that, no.
Well, then I'll honor your wishes.
On the Hamburger James.
Yes, congratulations, yeah. Yes.
What? Thank you, my brother.
It was? No, I think that this was the year that, didn't you guys go on Charlie's meth thing?
Yeah.
During Hamburger
James? Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we got that in.
Yeah.
We got the Hamburger James.
We squeezed it in.
We got the Hamburger James in.
No, the Hamburger James is I think that's kind of yours. That's kind of your property. You know what I mean? But I will be telling Christmas stories with the voice of Noah Daniels, the president from 24.
Yay.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don and Mike, what's up?
Hey, what's happening, my friend?
All right. Man, you forgot to introduce my homeboy, Buzz.
God damn it, yes.
We did forget.
Yes.
I had my own special hello.
Or did we?
I'm the oldest man in the world.
Being careful, it's very important to me, because I have genital herpes.
And I don't.
Then how come at 2:50 you said today's the day you start to phase him out?
Ixnay.
Oh,
prank,
okay.
prank caller. Prank caller.
But as far as the listener is concerned, may I thank the listener for the TT, the Tuesday tip.
Tuesday
it's Tuesday tip day.
Mm-hmm. Tip line Tuesday.
Thank you very hard.
Well, you're right about that.
You too.
How are you anyway, Buzz?
I'm well, thank you.
You know, I did want to start today by asking Mike something that he asked me that the Not he asked me. We were talking about yesterday.
Yes.
Something we talked about off the air.
Yeah.
Today is Mini Super Tuesday.
Mini Super Tuesday. It's a good way of putting it. It's a very important day in the primaries.
And I'm wondering if you cold called any people in Ohio last night.
No, I did not. Did not do it last night. Actually was watching the hockey game and figured if I was to call people around 11 o'clock, which is by the time I got done watching my TV, mm-hmm. I would be probably doing the cause more harm than good.
Yeah. This is something that I guess I'm so out of touch. I've never heard of this. Mike has donated some money to Obama's campaign, and he's also
thank you, Rob.
And he's also making phone calls.
Right.
Where now? Explain this to me. They give you a list of like random phone numbers, and you just
random
have to,
phone numbers.
And you just have
from
to call,
a from a database,
and you just have to call and say, "Hey, it's me, Mike O'Mara." And
no, you don't. I say Mike. I don't say Mike O'Mara.
Okay.
I say I'm Mike, and it's got a little script that you follow there, and you can put your own personal story into the script, or you can read right off the script, and it reminds people to first of all, the other night it was ask people who they're voting for. If they say yes, then you go on to one thing. If they
how many
say
people
no,
hang up on you?
One. One.
Only one.
One out of 25.
Hey, that's pretty good.
That would be an immediate
no, the
hang
number,
up
but I
at
hold
my
on
house.
Out of 25, I'm talking about the bulk of the calls were nobody home.
Oh. Wow.
Nobody home. So, I mean, it was probably one out of five. Probably one out of five.
Do you leave a message?
Yes. Yes, you leave a message. It's got a little thing there where it says leave a message,
mm-hmm,
or if they're going to vote for the other candidate. If they're going to vote for the Republican candidate, if they're going to not vote, if they refuse, if there's a message, if there's a wrong number.
Well, no,
and each thing's got
this,
another little clicky thing that you click on and you handle it a different way each time.
Wow. If I would have known this, I got to think that things would be different right now, because I would have spent all of my time calling these states on behalf of Hill.
Well, you could.
Well, it's too late now.
No, it's not.
No.
You could do it during commercial break. I am not kidding.
I got your phone book.
Yeah, so that's that. And I did 20, 25 calls.
Is that part of the – I was asking you this yesterday. Is that part of the regular routine? If you say that you're involved in some cat's campaign, do they say to you, here's a list of phone numbers, see
no
what you can do in Ohio?
It's strictly voluntary. It's like everything else. It's voluntary. You go there, and they say if you'd be interested in doing this, click on this. You know, it's all click on now.
Yeah.
It's all. And you know how I enjoy the click on game. I enjoy that about as much as anything. And this is the first time I said, you know, I want. It was more a curiosity thing for me to see the way it works. And the nicest person that I got was somebody who was supporting Huckabee or McCain, hadn't made his mind
right
up yet, but he was voting. And he said, "Well, thank you very much for taking the time. You're active in the system," and that was my nicest conversation. The meanest conversation was I asked for a name, and the person on the other said, "You should know he's not here. He's halfway around the world working for a corporation. You should know that." Click, like slam the receiver, and that's fun too. That's actually more fun than just a normal one. You know, the ones that are the toughest, believe it or not, are the ones where you say, "Will you be voting in the primary? Who are you voting for?" Then they tell you, then you have to kind of scramble to say, you know, either on the script or. And I didn't even have that many opportunities to do that because as I've always said, people are not home.
It just blows my mind that campaigns would say to people, hey, you know, if
oh my God, that's as old as campaigns.
If you've
themselves
got some spare time, here, call these people out of state and bother them.
How do you think it works, baby? How do you think the whole system does? You know,
well, do you think actually?
Didn't know.
Do you think you actually? That's what I'm saying. I don't know. I didn't know. I know if I was in Ohio and I saw caller ID from Virginia,
right?
And some guy right away started with a spiel. No matter who the candidate was for, it would be pound sand goodbye click, mm-hmm, just like a.
I would have enjoyed that.
Solicitor.
I would have enjoyed you doing that.
Coming at me.
But no, this has been done. This is not unique to, you know, any one campaign.
And boy, and the power,
this is all campaigns do.
And
this
the power that they put in your hands as
yeah
the caller.
Right.
Imagine if someone just said the thing politically that set you off and you said something like, "Hey, you know what? F Ohio, okay? It's
yeah
a screwed up state. I wouldn't live there if you could pay me to."
You totally could. It's not controlled.
Do you use your home phone to do this?
Yeah.
Do you block your number?
No.
Really?
No.
What if
yes
they call you back?
Yes, I block my
you
number
do? Okay,
yes,
good.
Yes, yes. Yes, of course you do. It's just a normal thing. You're polite and you move on and that's it. And the vast majority of, you get mostly wrong numbers, you get mostly, you know, people that aren't home.
Now,
that's it.
One
yeah
last question, be
yes
honest.
Yes.
At any time, did you use a voice other than your own?
No, I wish I should have.
President Daniels.
Hello. Who are you voting for? You might get a better response than those
what if
people
I did, President? No, Dan. I wonder, going to get yourself. You need a ride to the polls? You need a ride to the polls. I'll send you a limo. Send you a stretch limo. No, it's the first time ever for me. It's the first time I've ever done that. I did it more for curiosity than anything else.
Sure.
It was just I'm curious.
And I thought it was funny the other day that you're doing for
tried
free
to do it last night, too, but tried to do it for Texas, but the website went kaplooey on me, so I couldn't really get through.
Well, why don't you just find the area code, like, for Dallas and just start, like, you know, 555-2555?
I don't think it's done that way. I think it's done by people that have, you know, contributed before. It's people that are likely going to be on your team.
Right.
I think that's how they. I don't know. You know, I don't know the intricacies of how they compile the database, but that's kind of the way they do it.
And you don't charge them a talent fee.
I got the distinct vibe that there were a lot of young people that I was calling.
Do you charge them a talent fee? For
no,
this?
No. I do it absolutely FREE.
It's gratis. Huh?
I got the impression that I was calling because a lot of the calls sounded like a young person at the house. You know that I was
young.
Calling. Obviously voting age.
Okay.
But you know, students and stuff like that.
Come
you
on,
know.
Listen.
Not how young, like, what, 11?
Yeah. Eight.
Yeah. 8 years old.
Well,
yes.
You know what the Obama campaign says, right? They say, you want to reach that demo. They said, first, let's go through it. Let's look at our records. Okay. Mike O'Mara, lifelong Democrat. Okay. Well, he's 48. Hold on. Check out how old his girlfriend is. He can relate to someone of that age.
They don't know how old my girlfriend is.
How do you know? They know everything.
They don't.
How do you know they haven't tapped your phones already?
They may have. I might be on an enemies list at this point.
They're looking at you through binoculars. Maybe somebody from Ohio is really mad that you've been prank calling them.
They might very well. I might be on one of those lists now. I have no idea. You know, perhaps if the time comes when we have a dictator in the office that wants to kill all the opposition, maybe I'd be the head of the list. Maybe they'd round me up for this. But you know what? I consider it patriotic duty to do what I'm doing.
Well, I think you picked the right guy to do it with.
Well, I was just
you know what I mean?
I was motivated. I like his campaign, but I also this particular time when I got the email, and the emails, most of the emails when you are involved in politics or you donate to a campaign, they ask for one thing. They're asking for money. And that's what all the campaigns predominantly do. They will say, "Will you send dollars in and we need more, we need more, we need more." This was one of those times when they said we need volunteers to. Well, they asked for volunteers to travel to the state. They asked for volunteers to get involved in calling and all that good stuff.
I could offer up my services to the Clinton camp at this.
You absolutely could.
No, to make negative calls,
like negative calls against
against Barack Obama.
No, because they catch you on that, and then they can exploit that, and then they can use that.
I'm a vigilante. I star 69 it, so...
Well, you're
so
a free citizen. You can do whatever you want on your own time.
Yeah, but I could say, hey, it's me, Don Starr.
Right.
And...
how about that Brett Favre resigning?
I've been authorized by Hillary Clinton to say that Barack Obama plays a lot of basketball. Just what do you make of that?
So you know, I think what you say at the end of that, if you really wanted to have power, you say... Barack Obama plays a lot of basketball, and then just for no reason whatsoever, but it'll get people to think, you go, coincidence? You know, just say that.
It
makes people suspicious, and we'll see.
Hello, Buckeye.
But the game is tonight. I'll be looking forward to watching the end results of the ball game. Another good game on tonight. Yeah. There's a really, really good game on tonight. Very, very, the spread is almost one in either direction, so it's a good game.
That'd be the equivalent of you calling people like in New York City, saying,
New York City.
Are you a Yankees fan? Listen, I want to tell you something. You really must change teams. The Boston Red Sox are coming on. I believe in this team. And if you are a Yankees fan, you are just wrong.
You didn't read the script that I did. The script would be, hi, my name's Mike. I'm a fan of the Boston Red Sox. Will you be rooting for the Red Sox this season? And when they say, no, I'm a Yankee fan, I have to say thank you for your time.
That's all I can say.
That would suck.
Yeah, that's what I have to say. It's more about getting the vote out. That's really what it's all about. That's why I think there have been so many more people voting in this election, because there are a lot of these movements out there on both sides, on all sides, as a matter of fact, to get people to go out to the polls.
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
And that's that is how I ended all of my calls.
That's a movement.
That's how I did it.
Well, kudos to you. Kudos to you. One of them is the word that means congratulations. The other is that delicious snack.
I like both of them, and I'll take both of them.
It's like prank calling almost. It's like authorized prank calling.
Exactly.
Prank calling with a purpose.
It's cool.
It is kind of fun. I recommend it highly.
Hey, is your refrigerator running?
I enjoyed it.
Well, why don't you chase it, ass?
Well, maybe it's just me, but the one that I enjoyed the most was the guy that yelled at me. That was really good. You ought to know! You ought to know he's in the something. He's in halfway around the world working for this corporation. You should know that.
That's where I'd be saying, "Die, old man, die!"
Didn't have time. He hung up on me.
Call him back.
Oh,
got his number.
I couldn't do that.
Hello.
I couldn't do that.
You've done that.
No, I
didn't. Maybe you have.
Hey, old man.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Hello, sexy men of Don and Mike. How are all of you doing?
Hi there. What's happening?
My question is, Mike, you said that, you know, if somebody kind of, you know, doesn't agree with you, that you just have to kind of say, well, thank you for, you know, your time, or who polices that? I mean, if you were to say, well, I think your opinion, you know, sucks.
There is no control over it.
So then I think Don should get on the phone and start making phone calls, because I think he would be excellent disagreeing with people.
Thank you.
You're very good at that.
Thank you very much. Thank you. That was kind of a
That was a compliment for you.
A roundabout compliment.
I mean, meanwhile, I'm over here the super patriot.
But I'm good at
serving my
people.
Country, you know, but you get them. Well, I think Don should do that. Well, I'm just doing, you know, I'm doing the thing the way it was supposed to be done.
If I known that you could prank call people, I would have.
It's not prank calling.
I would have done it back in the states that he, when any of the 11 states.
Well, you're late. You're too late now. And if she loses Texas, it's your fault.
All right, Belichick.
Yo, you think it's cheating.
Obama Belichick.
Now it's cheating.
That's
now
right.
Because I do a perfectly sanctioned thing done by campaigns, I'm a cheater.
I think we got to get you in front of Congress.
I'm a cheater. You think I should testify?
I think that we'd get Mike up
there. I think he misremembers.
You got an awful lot of that.
I don't misremember anything.
All the times Barack Obama has injected you with B12.
This is true. I enjoyed it. I needed a vitamin shot.
And all those times you provided him with those great prank phone calls.
I did not go to his pool party, though. My nanny did. My nanny. Actually, it was my nurse. My male nurse.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Why must you always qualify that as your male nurse? I think we all know you have a male nurse.
Okay, but I think there is a segment of the listening audience that thinks that, you know, they picture that stereotypical woman like Nurse Ratched running around with a little thing on her head, when in fact I've got a very attractive male nurse who wears designer sweaters and nothing else.
He's kind of swishy, actually.
Well, swishy for one man is, as I call him, competent.
Sensitive. Doesn't he look like Roy?
Roy?
From Siegfried and Roy.
No, he looks like the guy, what the hell is his name? The blonde guy. Carson. He looks like Carson Kressley.
Oh, thin.
Only more muscular.
Did you happen to see the picture of him on TMZ today? Is that what you thought of him?
That's why he popped into my head with his pink Speedo down in Sydney, Australia.
Did you also see the picture of the fake American Idol guy with the wig when he was in a boy band?
No.
Yeah.
No, I didn't. Yep. Did you see Danny Noriega? Raving out at Christmas time?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
Yes, I did that. He's
with his pierced lip?
He's the crazy one. It's like a happy birthday, Jesus. I don't really believe in Jesus.
Very angry little Danny Noriega.
You might tune in American Idol tonight, Buzz, only because I think this kid shares your sentiment about religion.
Interesting. Oh, I'll have to check it out.
He's a weird bug.
Very unhappy lad.
Sorry.
At least he's not a gay stripper.
Hello.
Oh, that's right. That's the other kid on American Idol.
Yeah, the gay stripper.
That was the most incriminating picture of all.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
I love it when American Idol starts to grow hair. You know,
it's always about this time, too.
Or shaving.
If you're not going to give me a breakdown, give me a couple of contestants that have shaky pasts.
You hear what he said.
Yeah, I heard. We all heard.
<Thank you>. Like when American Idol starts to shave itself down there.
Yeah, you know. Like that.
Come on, we're phasing him out. Did you hear Rob?
Oh, God.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don, you selfish bastard.
Well, you know, no doubting that.
Can't believe you're leaving us, man. You're leaving everything to Mike. Kudos to Mike because he can handle it.
I'm selfish? Why am I selfish? It's my life, dude.
It's my life!
I mean, I don't doubt the fact that I'm selfish, but that has nothing to do with my decision to retire. Mean,
what if Mike decided to go ahead and leave, too?
Dom would do the same thing for me that I've done for him. We've known about this for a long time. And as I said the other day, we wish Don nothing but the best, and we're excited about the future. And you, sir, should be excited about the future as well, and you should let bygones be bygones.
Come on, just got to deal with the fact. I told Mike last week, the one thing I don't want to be on this show is Tiki Barber. I mean, sports fans can relate to that. Right. He's the tool that came out for the Giants and announced he was leaving and, like, then would criticize the coach. And then when the team would lose, they would say it's really because of Tiki Barber.
Right.
No, I just... Listen, let's just do the show.
That's what we want to do.
And as far as being selfish, I'm not going to bore you with the reasons. I have personal reasons which would hold up in any court of moral law, not that I need to hold them up. And the bottom line is, dude, it's my life. I've been slaving at it for a long time. I need a break. Why don't you check out some of Brett Favre's statements today?
We do love you, Mike, and you will be missed.
All right. Goodbye, Sting.
Yeah. Did he get things confused at the end there?
I don't think he cleared anything up. No.
No, he didn't clear anything up at all.
Let's
you know what?
Now.
Really, enough. Enough of this. Let's move forward. Yeah. Ever forward.
I agree.
Seriously.
I agree.
Seriously, seriously. You know, I'm very excited. They're putting a big picture of me up at the station. It's a very, very exciting time. It truly is. I look forward to concentrating on this show just a little bit more than I have over 20 years.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am.
When are you sitting for your picture?
Well, it's a portrait. It's an oil.
Being painted. And, I sit every day.
I don't know if this was going too far. I asked for a band leader's jacket. You know, kind of the Sergeant Pepper look.
The piping.
Yeah. Nice, kind of a hip thing. It's going to be a retro thing.
It's going to be terrific. It really, really is.
I think the word is groovy.
It's feeling groovy. And I've got a little, I went for a Danny Noriega haircut.
And do you pout ever so slightly?
I don't pout. I look more sinister than anything. It's kind of like a...
Is it a gangster look?
Do you know the look that Anderson Cooper gives when he kicks it to somebody else or he goes to commercial break? It's both quizzical and serious. I really want everybody to seriously look at Anderson Cooper on CNN. When he does this, he's got the most unique look in television.
Yeah.
And it's always when he says he'll be going to Candy Crowley or he'll be going to Campbell
Candy.
Brown and he'll be leaving for commercial and he'll say, "We're going to have that when we come right back." And he just kind of frowns and questions
and, the look
and is serious.
The look is like, "Or will we?"
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's it. That's exactly what he does.
Sort of a questioning, whimsical pensiveness.
Very good. Even better.
We'll be back to talk about our troops in Iraq. Meanwhile, I'm thinking.
Candy Crowley has more on the story.
What was the deal with
I'm serious. If you look at it, watch Andrew, you'll see he'll be all over tonight.
Yeah.
So you'll see him all over CNN tonight. But he says, we're going to go to live in Afghanistan. Zippy Pinhead is reporting from the front lines with more on the story.
And then he looks away and
like
he thinks,
doubts.
I wonder if these people know I'm Gloria Vanderbilt's boy. I wonder if they know about the demons that live inside my pants.
Her silver-haired boy.
Her silver-haired
I'm
AC
Anderson
boy.
Cooper, and I like 180, and I love 360. I wonder if the audience knows this.
I go cowboy.
Hello there.
With the Red Sash Gang.
Don and Mike Show. Hello. You're on the air.
Don Geronimo retires. Brett Favre retires. Coincidence?
I would rather you link it with Fidel Castro.
Well, are you really sure you want to link it with Fidel? Because Fidel might not have even retired. Fidel might not even be around.
Well, then the triangle.
Fidel might be like yard food.
The triangle would be Bobby Knight, myself, and Brett Favre.
That makes sense.
Because if you know what? If you link yourself to Fidel, that makes me Raul. And I ain't going there. I'd rather be the backup for Green Bay.
Aaron Rodgers?
I'd rather be Aaron Rodgers.
Sure.
Okay. Aaron Rodgers.
Or you could be Bobby Knight's son.
Right.
No, you wouldn't want that.
No?
No. I don't think you'd want that.
I'll take Aaron Rodgers. I do not want to be Raul Castro, though.
Raul Knight.
Because you ever see his chin? He looks like the guy that runs Wally World in the original Vacation movie. He looks like Roy Wally.
Plus, he doesn't wear either the uniform, the military uniform, or the entourage sweats that Fidel wore.
He wears the...
I've seen him in suits.
He wears the baseball cap. He wears the green fatigues.
I've not... Every time I've seen him, like during the Oso fake when he was pretending to vote.
Yes.
He had a very nice suit.
He does that, but he also wears... And he looks super wimpy when he wears the green hat.
Wow.
You know, the green army hat that... they used to put G.I. Joe on back in the 60s.
Yeah. Almost looks like the Pittsburgh Pirates hat that they used to wear in the 70s, that stovetop hat.
It should tell you where Cuba is as far as this boycott. Even their uniforms, they drive around in the cars from the 1960s, and their fatigues are from the 1960s, too.
Oh, I think you're being too generous there. We've talked about that. Those are like those Russian cars from pre-Sputnik, like
And speaking of Russians, you got those guys. You got Putin and his successor. Did you see those guys come out for their little campaign rally? They look like every bad guy from every East German movie ever made, with the leather jackets.
You know who Putin looks to me like? The guy in the movie Trainspotting?
Oh.
Yep.
The bad guy?
Yep. The evil guy from Trainspotting.
The guy kicks ass. The guy that's in all those movies, and he's kind of bald, and he's got like kind of a 3-day growth of beard, and pretty much all he does is break through windows and go, oh, you're pissing me off. Boom, 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 boom.
Well, Pooty Poot didn't have the leather jacket on. His successor had the leather jacket. And they come out, and they look like Russian Mafia.
I've seen them. It was kind of like...
They really look like Russian Mafia.
Like a real-life Dr. Evil coming out there.
Here is my successor, yeah. Okay? And in his club, he will splash the pot whenever the F he pleases.
Here's the deal, Russia. I'm going to step down, but this guy, you don't want to be this guy. This guy's going to do everything I tell him to do.
Listen. Here's the way things work.
My name is this guy.
This guy will be new president, but yours truly, I slide lateral movement over to prime ministership to still run bulk of country. What do you think of that? Oh, incidentally, my net worth currently $30 billion American dollars. Yay!
Who wants to start a bread line?
You know, for a guy, and I was reading about this the other day, that he apparently is, they estimate, nobody knows for sure, but roughly, his fortune to be at somewhere in the neighborhood of $30 billion.
Wow.
That's a rumor that I heard about him. Do
worth
you think
it?
If you were worth $30 billion, don't worth you think it? You'd look a little bit better?
I think he looks great. He's like the Jerry Jones of universes, of countries.
I think he could dress better.
Well, I think he is, for what he is, to compare him to if Russia is a franchise and he's the owner, the runner of the franchise,
right?
He'd be the Jerry Jones. He'd be the Pat Bola, the guy from Denver, the guy that tries to dress too cool for school.
Well, I don't know. I still can't get over that picture of him in the river with his man with his mitts hanging out there. You know, when he was there, pretty good muscle tone though for a world leader.
For my money, you give me that guy from France, and I hate France as much as everybody else does.
Yeah.
But that guy, you don't want to be this guy.
I know the guy you're talking about, the guy that married his mistress.
Yeah, the guy that just loves Poontang so much.
And he's kind of popular because of that over in France.
Like, he hangs around and goes, yes, like, don't you think I look like Pierce Bronson, huh?
Yeah.
Do you like the girl I'm with? Huh?
But Putin's got muscle tone. He's got the big, you know, the big pecs and the big biceps. I haven't seen muscle tone like that since Margaret Thatcher. Really, really a strong-looking dude. And then before that, Golda Meir.
Oh, God, she was great.
Hey, and if your lady gets in, you know. It'll be getting muscle tone back to the White House.
Here's the first thing.
Really, as soon as she takes off that sensible suit top and you see that strap with those sleeveless arms.
The word is Stairmaster. And you know, maybe you say to Hill, I'll do it with you. Get someone to run up and down the stairs with her. Walk up and down the stairs with her.
Right.
But the problem is you got to watch it because with those thighs and calves could be, if you just looked at her legs, you could say, these are the legs of Herschel Walker in his prime or Earl Campbell from the Houston Oilers. She has such massive calves.
She's got to be in good shape with all this campaigning she's been doing.
My worry is if you started to work her out, that her legs would just continue to explode and explode and get bigger and bigger and bigger.
Mm-hmm. Be looking like that guy that rides the bike to spin the world around.
Yes, they're right, like the guy in the commercial.
And Barack Obama, I think, needs a little of the old HGH. You should inject him, you know, get him because he's just a little frail.
He just needs a full meal. I mean, he needs to start going.
Needs to bulk up a little bit.
He needs to go for the value meal. Go ahead, have the fries, Barack, sure. Please. You know, we want you to be in good health.
Right.
But I like the idea of really bulking up with pure muscle mass, you know, as opposed, he could get fat. But I think if he did what you suggest, he'd just get that little clam belly.
Mm-hmm.
That You're little right. paunch that he would have. Right. I'd like to see him bulk up.
To hit the weights.
I'd like to see him get to that Tiger Woods level. You know, well, you still have the thin waist, but you got the big broad shoulders.
I'd just love to give Hill a makeover just one time before she loses this whole thing.
What the hell can you do?
Oh, are you kidding me?
What the hell are
Please,
you going to do with
you
her?
Do? You know what I say? Did you see Paula Abdul a couple of weeks ago?
Yes.
So, trick photography.
I dress her up like that.
You mean you'd have her wear that? You mean in the video?
Yeah. First off, I'd airbrush everything.
Uh-huh. Right.
I'd give her some cleavage. Mm-hmm. I'd put her in one of those little Paula Abdul things that hides her legs and her butt. I'd have her lean into the camera a lot and push her boobs together. I'd put her in like some Paula Abdul wigs.
I don't think you're dramatic enough. I think I'd go with an Amy Winehouse look.
And the song is something like, I'm going down like Monica.
Give her a weave. Give her a big weave like Amy Winehouse. What if her hair was bigger? I think that's a problem, that her hair is too Peter Pan-like.
She needs longer hair. Mm-hmm. She needs just extensions, Mike.
Yeah.
But don't you think that's too young for her if she has that? She'll look like a coal miner's daughter if you give her the real. You got to go
up. She is so much hotter than Sissy Spacek.
You got to go up with the hair.
Higher.
Like a wino.
No.
You got to go wino. Amy Winehouse. No, and you make it jet black.
No, you want it long, and you want it to almost cover the face.
How about a tat? What about a tat for her? Just to, you know, to young her up a little bit.
Tit for tat?
A little rose.
Just a little something on her neck.
Sure.
A rose on her neck.
But listen, how about on her neck, just like the word Monica? Just to say to people,
never
you know.
Forget.
You know.
With a
up,
spike through it.
And like, you know, hi, you don't think I got balls? Check that out.
Right. Oh, I got it. You know what you can give her? Like a gang tattoo. Give her a little tear.
Yeah.
Little tear right under the right eye.
Oh, she needs a push-up bra. For God's sakes, there was some sort of controversy not long ago with the stupid Washington Post about, all right, is she showing too much cleavage?
Yes.
I remember that.
Please, give her a wonder bra.
If you got it, flaunt it.
Let's see what you got, Hill. Come on.
Do the same thing with John McCain.
You're right. Give him the man's ear.
Absolutely. Give him a little cleavage as well. Little man's ear.
Push them together. I'm going to push my boobs together now in a very conservative way.
I think you start with the hair, though. You're right. You're not going in the same direction I would go, but you do start with that hair.
I would say to her, look at the selection of wigs that were offered by Cher.
Yes.
You know, something like that.
All right, now we can agree on something that.
Cher always had the proper wig, and I'm sorry, maybe you put Hillary in like one of those crazy purple wigs that Cher used to wear on stage.
Yeah, you can. Her hair is short enough where you could strap it down and give her a variety of looks. You could even go, I mean, really wild stuff, like go with a mohawk.
Yeah. Oh, come on. We want her to be sensual, Mike. Yeah. Come on.
Mohawk with a ball cap.
You can make, would you take your political sensibilities out of it for a
all
moment?
All right, okay.
And look at Hillary Clinton. You could fix her up enough that you'd look at her and go, not bad.
Well, I'm looking at this picture from yesterday when she was out there wearing that ugly brown suit with a necklace that looked like a bunch of Mr. Smith's cough drops around her neck, and I don't think that was very good. I'm sorry.
Well, there you go again.
Well, if Hillary's the nominee, I'll vote for her. I think she's fine.
Sure. Barack wears a brown suit every day.
He wears a blue suit.
No, God gave him a brown suit.
Blue suit.
And he wears that every day, and he looks damn good in it.
There you go.
So don't you tell me that she can't wear brown.
Mm-hmm.
It's an earth tone.
Uh-huh. Well, I like her in that. I like that yellow ensemble she wore when she was making the thing like "Shame on you, Barack Obama." She was wearing that lovely yellow ensemble.
I still maintain, if Bubba really cared about the Democratic Party, 8-9 months ago, he would have just started doing her. We might have had a better campaign. He could have taken the edge off a little bit. She wouldn't be quite so shrilly.
Hasn't he done enough for his country?
Mike, I'm talking about maybe laying her 8 times over the last year.
I don't think it's possible.
I think he could do it.
I don't know.
I think he could do it.
You don't need him for her. What you need for her, one word, shorts.
No, listen, he's, let's face it.
No, not hot back, cargo shorts.
He is a lover. He's a lover. He's a world-class lover.
What if she walked out to one campaign stop, gave one Dennis Murphy stump speech, wearing cargo shorts with camouflage, and just a sensible T-shirt, like any American would wear during a beach vacation.
And how about we dress Barack up like one of the Harlem Globetrotters?
Hey, hasn't Barack's uniform been exploited enough on the internet with that whole turban deal?
Oh,
hasn't that been done already?
That thing?
That little bit. This old rag.
That little thing.
This old rag.
Hey, listen, I'm not arguing the election with you. I'm talking about sexing up Hillary.
I'm telling you, if you threw her into a casual outfit, if you threw her into cargo pants with like a little tank top, you know, with maybe Myrtle Beach on it.
You're kidding, and I'm going to be serious.
I'm being dead serious.
I think if you got her in a room and you said, baby, do a striptease for me, and you made her feel like a pretty girl.
Uh-huh.
You said, hey, Hill, come on now.
You'd be the man being thrown out head first by the Secret Service.
Take that bra off. Let Daddy see what you got doing.
Well, what did I say? But did I mention anything about anything underneath the tank top?
You did not.
Let's see what Bill was turning down all those years. Oh, yeah.
How about a Hooters tee?
Come on.
Tied at the midriff.
I buy her a nice Victoria's Secret outfit.
Oh, now, okay, and you're being serious.
Yes.
You're going to put her in lingerie.
Sure. Like
you're going to put her in lingerie out in front of America?
No, when I'm going to bang her.
Are you trying to get her elected or are you trying to get her in the boudoir?
How do we get
She's got to get laid before she can get elected.
She wins.
It's too late now. It's too late now. That's why
in your party philosophy.
That's what I said 8 months ago. Mm-hmm. Slick Willie should have been giving her the high hard one. Maybe we'd have a different campaign today.
Well, he's looking a little, he's not exactly looking like he used to look.
No.
Hey, come on, though. He's got the presidential penis.
He's looking, you know, like the Cracker Jack man. You know, that guy that died a while back. Remember the guy who used to be in the Cracker Jack commercial? He was also in Cocoon. He was Bernie in Cocoon, the guy that didn't want to go in the pool. That's what Clinton's starting to look like a little bit.
He's got the magic stick, though.
Jack Gilford.
Clinton's hair is getting way too big. He hasn't had a haircut.
You mean the guy that was like, did the voiceover like, I love Cracker Jack.
That's right. The guy that's not going to go in the pool.
That's like one step away from Larry Fine. Seriously.
But have you seen Clinton out there? You know, I mean, his hair is sticking straight up.
Sure, it's rough.
It's puffy and his eyes are baggy. Right. He doesn't look good.
Well, maybe you'll feel better if you go home and make some calls tonight, Mike. Maybe we can have a discussion about Hillary without you taking this to this level.
I think I've been completely nonpartisan and reasonable. And you know what? I invite you to make some calls. Tonight's kind of too late.
Well, I want to watch American Idol tonight.
Sure.
See, I watch the election coverage, and then I watch American Idol.
That's,
and then I go back and forth between the two. And then
that's why your priorities are backwards, young man.
I also make volunteer calls for American Idol as well. Hi, will you be supporting Danny Noriega? And if they say no, I'm going to be voting for the guy with the wig. I'll say, oh, he got voted off, so it doesn't matter.
I would bet you, in our effed up country, you would get a much higher response, people who are home, if you're calling saying, who do you feel like for American Idol? If you tried to talk people out of their choice for American Idol, they would be much more engaging with you.
Oh, absolutely, because you're a solicitor. Right. When you're calling for a political candidate, you're more of a solicitor.
Well, what if you called and you said, hey, my name is Mike, and I'm calling for Citizens for Danny. Maybe you've seen him this year on American Idol.
Hi, I'm for Citizens for Danny Noriega.
He tore it up with Imagine last week, and I'm very concerned that he did so well, people will not vote for him.
I've got a phone number for you for little Danny Noriega. And by the way, what are you enjoying for dinner this evening? And then just move on quite nicely.
What are you wearing?
What are you wearing right now?
Have you ever pictured Hillary Clinton in Victoria's Secret?
No, I haven't. I believe I am in the vast majority of the United States when I haven't.
I'm telling you, talk about a makeover.
I got something over the internet where she wasn't in Victoria's Secret. As a matter of fact, she wasn't in anything.
Okay, Photoshop. Please. Photoshop.
They were fantastic. Yeah, and the guy with her didn't look like he was unhappy either.
Oh, dear.
Hey, you know, they can do amazingly horrible things with Photoshop.
Awful, horrible things. We should break, Mike.
That's a good idea.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.